Hello and welcome to The Forum. Today on The Forum program, we will present a news conference that was held recently concerning the economic impact of the community colleges in Illinois. The first speaker is Dr. Lazaro Lopez, chairman of the Illinois Community College Board.
Good morning, everyone. I am Lazaro Lopez. I am chair of the Illinois Community College Board, the state coordinating board for community colleges. Illinois is home to 48 community colleges and has the third largest community college system in the nation, serving over 600,000 residents each year in credit and non-credit courses. So earlier this year, the board partnered with Northern Illinois University for governmental studies to do an in-depth analysis of the economic impacts and operating environment of the Illinois Community College System. And I'd like to welcome the team from NIU that's here, Assistant Director Brian Richard, and Research Specialist Andy Blonkey. It's great to have you with us. Today, it is my pleasure to release the Illinois Community College's Economic Impacts and Student Employment Outcomes Report. This study, through a statewide and individual district level analysis, documents the return on investment of community colleges for Illinois students, businesses, and local communities. Community colleges exist to meet the needs of the communities they serve by providing individuals with access to high-quality, affordable educational opportunities. And as a graduate of our Illinois Community College system at the College of DuPage after serving in the military, I can certainly personally attest to that impact. As the largest workforce training provider in Illinois, community colleges create an educated and skilled workforce that addresses current and future needs of many critical industries throughout our state. And through this work, community colleges provide a substantial economic benefit for the state and local communities where they reside. And to speak more specifically on the outcomes documented within the report, I'd like to introduce Brian Durham, Executive Director of the Illinois Community College Board.
Thank you, Chair Lopez. So I'm pleased to be able to outline the findings from our latest economic impact study, but I also want to thank the many people who put a lot of time and effort into collecting this data and analyzing it in order to help us understand the economic impact of community colleges and the impact that they have on state and local economies, but also the impact that they have on individuals and the many industries that call Illinois home. The study is a valuable assessment tool for Illinois' community college system, which is the third largest system in the nation, as it continues to strive to increase value and access for Illinois residents. The study validates the economic power of Illinois community colleges, which generate $3.5 billion in economic output from direct spending and the ripple effect of this spending throughout local communities. Over 43,000 jobs can be attributed to statewide college operations. But the economic benefit of community colleges are not just limited to spending and employment. A community college education directly benefits the diverse range of students being served. In fact, the state's 39 community college districts serve more underrepresented minority students than all other higher education institutions combined. For example, in 2019, Illinois started the Workforce Equity Initiative, which is a grant program designed to increase workforce opportunities for African Americans, which are severely underrepresented among career programs in the state. Over the last 2 years, the WEI program has granted nearly $40 million to address education and unemployment gaps in the African American community and other minority communities throughout Illinois. Overall, an Illinois community college education is an investment for students that yields an average annual rate of return of nearly 27%. After adjusting for inflation, the study found that the class of 2009 earned over $54,000 at the 10-year mark post-graduation. And these earning gains are not limited to students who complete long-term certificates or associate's degrees. In fact, short-term certificates that provide students with a quick and focused program of study, and that ultimately can also ladder into those long-term and associate degrees, can lead to immediate employment, also producing considerable annual earnings. For example, 3 years after completion, electrical and power transmission installers earn nearly $70,000. Fire protection workers earn over $54,000. And HVAC and refrigeration maintenance workers can earn almost $49,000. This study confirms that community college graduates are in demand by business and industry across the state. More than 84% of graduates with a long-term certificate or an AAS are employed in jobs in their chosen career field within a year of graduation. And 5 years after graduation, graduates with an associate's degree that transfer to a four-year institution have an employment rate of 85%. It's a phenomenal employment rate. This number climbs to 91% 10 years after graduation. With all that said, community colleges clearly remain a solid return on investment for local communities and the students that use them. Our system plays a vital role in meeting that need, the needs of Illinois' workforce, for providing quality training and education that gives students a great opportunity to earn higher wages in countless industries throughout the state. And so we are truly proud of the work that the community college system and all those 43,000 people do in the system to meet the needs of their students. Let me turn it back over to Chair Lopez.
Thank you so much, Brian. Next, I'd like to welcome Sarah Hartwood to talk about the community colleges, about how community colleges meet the needs of business and industry by developing a labor force equipped with the skills needed by local employers. Sarah?
Thank you. My name is Sarah Hartwick, and I serve as the Vice President of Education and Workforce Policy at the Illinois Manufacturers Association. I also serve as the Executive Director of the IMA Education Foundation. The IMA represents over 4,000 members and facilities, and whose facilities employ over 555,000 Illinoisans. This report provides the hard data to support what we at the IMA already know. Community colleges are keenly positioned to prepare students with the skills necessary and needed to work for employers in their region. Community colleges are the connectors between high schools and career and play a significant role in ensuring that the community meets the needs of the local workforce. There is a crisis in workforce today in our nation and across our nation, from the ever-widening skills gap to the labor shortage. And employers across Illinois are seeking to find new and innovative ways to upskill their current employees and address the missing skills that are often missing in the workforce. The president and CEO of the IMA, Mark Dunzler, said it best. Community colleges are integral to building a skilled workforce, which is essential to the success of the Illinois and American manufacturing sector. These great institutions provide students with educational opportunities that include both technical training and soft interpersonal skills to make sure that manufacturers have a competitive and modern workforce. The IMA is so proud to work with community colleges across the state on behalf of Illinois manufacturers, and we're excited to continue to support this work and continue to utilize this well-established system to address the workforce needs of today and tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Our next speaker is Terry Wilkerson to highlight the return on investment of a community college education.
I'd like to first express my appreciation to get the opportunity to speak, possibly ramble a little on behalf of the Council of Presidents about really the return on investments for our students. It's been laid out very clear in this document the impact that these students gain and what they get moving on through life, and the amount of money, the amount of financial security, what they can do for their families and their families' families, what that does in turn for the communities that they're in and they're involved in. I think there's a nuance here, too, that you can't do with charts and graphs, and that's a confidence piece that we see these students gain. Some of them think they can't go to college. They come to us, they start getting successful, they build their confidence. Some of them end up going on to four-year institutions and higher education, completing larger and grander feats that they didn't think were possible. So, yeah, we do prepare students for transfers. We also prepare those students for a workforce. We don't forget some of those incumbent workers that come back to better themselves and to advance in their industry where they are. I think also dislocated workers, by choice or by necessity, come back and get that second chance with us. And so we see that. And as presidents, that's something that drives our mission. And all the things that we have to do, we try not to lose focus of the real importance, and that's our students. And that's what we're built for, and that's what we exist for. With that, I'd like to jump focus just a little bit as I close and talk about the competition. So when a college president stands up in front of a group and talks about the competition, the audience immediately thinks, well, they're going to talk about other colleges, competing for students, competing for resources, those kind of things. We're not in competition with our university partners. They're our partners, publics and privates. We work together, even individual community colleges. I'm not competing with Sheila, I'm not competing with Brian, even George Evans at Kaskaskia, a neighbor. maybe a little bit of fun, but in all honesty, we're partners and we're working together. Our real competition is nowhere. So the naysayers out there will say, well, you know, you got this document made by colleges, talk about how good colleges are doing, and those kind of things. Check the facts. They're there. Other people say 42% of all statistics are made up. Okay, including that one. But a full 20% of our potential student base goes nowhere. Think about it. In Southern Illinois, when we say they go nowhere, they go nowhere. That means they stay there. They don't advance their education. So it's a perpetual piece. Look at this document and what we do for those individual students. What if that was just 15% or 10 or 5? I don't know that we ever get to zero. But while we're very proud of this document and proud of the work we do, I think it's important that we also take this as a challenge to expand that. We can do more, and we will. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Terry. And next, I am very excited, and it is my pleasure to welcome Lakria Lott. It's a graduate of CNA to Medical Assistant Bridge Program through the Workforce Equity Initiative at Lincoln Land Community College. Lakria currently works with patients as a medical assistant at the Springfield Clinic. She is one of 122 students served in year one of the WEI program, which provides free training and other supports to individuals to overcome barriers in entering careers with a sustainable wage. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being with us, Lakria.
First, I would like to thank Lincoln Land Community College for the opportunity to speak on behalf of the Workforce Equity Initiative Program and its participants. As I was preparing myself for today, I did not quite know how to put my journey into words. The one word that did stick out to me was life. How has this program impacted my life? How did it help me grow personally and professionally? So I broke the word life down. L is for level. I've leveled up. WEI has helped me to intensify my education and training to the next level. With the supports of the program, like free tuition, providing the technical support during the pandemic, and the flexible class schedule, I was able to successfully complete my medical assistant credential. This has given me the opportunity to advance to higher heights within the medical career, where as before, it seemed impossible to do. I is for intelligence. The WEI program gave students like myself the courage to acquire the knowledge, then apply the skills we learn in effort to improve our lives. Not only did we receive academic training, we also learned essential skills that will aid us with communication, decision-making, and methods to manage stress. F is for faith. First, you must have faith in God, then yourself. Faith that you can achieve, conquer anything, especially like those difficult times where you have to balance work, home, and school. With the help of the Lincoln Land Community College WEI staff, students were constantly encouraged to trust the process and to believe it will all come together for the greater good. Many students now believe and have faith that yes, even at 30, like me, it is not too late to fulfill their dreams. I have faith and know that one day too, I will be a nurse practitioner, a physician assistant, or a adolescence therapist. E is for education, employment, and excellence. I could not just elaborate on only one of these words because they are also very important. I chose Lincoln Land because students receive access to a meaningful education that created career paths for in-demand employment. These pathways also open doors for us to earn above living wage opportunities in the workforce. Personally speaking, before the WEI program, myself as well as others had to maintain multiple jobs to provide daily needs. Programs such as WEI offer chances to students who may otherwise not have the means and support to successfully change their lives, the lives of others, their family, and the community we live in. I count it as an honor to say LOCC and the WEI program produces successful students, which leads to excellent employees. Hopefully, programs such as this will continue to receive funding to help low-income families, especially minorities and the African-American community. It feels good to see your peers with a similar upbringing reaching their goals and becoming successful. I, too, can say I am proud to say that I am a successful student of the Lincoln Lane Community College WEI program. Thank you.
Outstanding job, LaCrea. You should be so proud. We are so proud of you. That is really what it's all about, is really changing the trajectory of lives and providing those on-ramps for economic mobility. And we are so excited for you. And I know that you're going to accomplish anything you set your heart on. Community colleges also produce substantial economic benefits for the state and the communities where colleges are located. So to tell us more about the economic impact on local communities, I would like to introduce Jim Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate it. On behalf of the more than 300 trustees and student trustees in Illinois, I want to commend ICCB and the Center for Governmental Studies for embarking on a study that helps to educate policymakers and the public about the important role community colleges play in the survival of our communities and reducing the equity gaps that exist among underrepresented populations. Community colleges have always been a sound financial investment, not only for students who are able to obtain high-quality education and training at a fraction of the cost of most four-year universities, but also for the communities they serve. A uniquely American idea, community colleges have been called the Ellis Island of the middle class for their ability to serve students from diverse racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic backgrounds while being one of the nation's key drivers of economic mobility. Local economies benefit from community colleges in a number of ways, as colleges not only attract their own highly skilled and educated workforce, but also support local businesses through the procurement of millions of dollars in goods and services. Illinois' 48 community colleges are important sources of expenditures and employment for the communities and regions they serve. As part of their day-to-day operations, each college purchases goods and services, many of them from local economy. They also pay their employees, who in turn spend their wages and salaries in the local community. Additionally, community colleges invest in site improvements, remodeling, and new construction that generate additional expenditures and jobs. Any change in economic activity, such as the purchase of a commodity or a service, has direct and indirect effects. The direct effects are employment, payroll purchases, and goods and services directly and indirectly by the colleges. The indirect effects occur through a variety of channels. Data provided by the Illinois Community Colleges to the Illinois Community College Board identified about $1.8 billion in operating expenditures during fiscal year 2020. Illinois Community Colleges paid over $1.3 billion in wages and benefits to their 32,867 employees that live in the state. These direct impacts ripple through the economy, creating additional jobs, payroll, and other economic activity. Over 43,000 jobs can be attributed to statewide college operations. These operations were associated with $3.5 billion in economic output. Value added, which is a measure similar to gross state product, totaled over $2.4 billion. In closing, community colleges work. We have seen it on full display throughout this pandemic. They provide an affordable way for students wanting to improve their career options while providing the workforce needed to fuel a range of industries such as healthcare, hospitality, computer technology, manufacturing, construction trades, and more. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim. So as you've heard today, community colleges are vital partners for economic growth of the state and local communities, and they remain a valuable resource for students of all walks of life, like LaCrea, like myself, finding self-efficacy and opportunity at College of DuPage when I stepped foot there after I left the military. We are committed at the ICCB to creating an equitable path to economic mobility, no matter who you are or where you live, through the Illinois Community College system.
And that concludes our broadcast of the recent press conference concerning the economic impact of community colleges in Illinois. You've been in tune to the Forum on WSMI, and join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.